It's your daily dose with Bob and Nick. We are glad you're here. I love a good quote. When someone can encapsulate great wisdom and feeling in a few well-chosen words, it moves me. In today's episode, I share a couple of really interesting quotes from the talented and hilarious Bob Odenkirk of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul fame. Although I never thought of Bob as the guru type, I say check out his words of wisdom and then let us know what you think. Enjoy. Not to go back to Gary Shandling, but this was one of the things.
G-Shand. That's what we call him.
Yeah. Did the best lips in show business, honestly. Really loved his humor. Found him very funny as a stand-up. I was not a big fan of the Larry Sanders Show, but I appreciated its genius. I had to. But Bob Odenkirk was one of the writers on that show. And I'm sorry, one of the performers on that show. I think lied completely. He actually reveled in the fact that it was one of the rare times at that point in his career where he got to just step up and perform rather than worry about the writing of the show. But he said that they would overanalyze everything. I mean, analyze everything to a nauseating factor. While they're performing it, they've already written the script. They're getting in front of the camera while the cameras are on. Gary's got his writers shredding things and rewriting them so that everything could be perfect. And Odenkirk had this quote that I just thought was beautiful and interesting. He said, basically, it's hard to know when to let go when you're trying to raise the bar every single second. Okay? And this was the thing. It's like, how do you know when it's okay to let the podcast go and be out there? And in this case, he was saying, because they were trying to improve every single second of it, every single second of the time they were working on it, it became almost impossible to know, when do you let go of something like that?
Yeah. When is it done? When is it like, what is the improvement?
Yeah.
You know, literally, what is the improvement? Like, how much more is someone going to appreciate this because we're changing this one word?
Well, and again, I think you get into the diminishing returns, right?
Yeah.
At a certain point, but making that judgment call, because certain refinements at the last minute have created the bit, you know, the thing that is what it became, you know? And so I feel like that's a really hard. It's the same with visual arts.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell you the number of pieces of art I've destroyed by not putting my marker down, not putting my paintbrush down, not putting whatever down. You know, it's like that was fine before you started messing with it more. But I don't want to be in an environment where someone's doing that around me. I don't think the over perfection.
Oh yeah. Or you're some sort of performer within that.
Yeah. That's what it was. Another quote that came from him too, that I thought was really fantastic. That came from a different part. It was actually when he was an early member of the writing crew at Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah.
And he was in a season when it was in its decline. He literally came in as a writer when it was tanking. It was not doing. It was just prior to Adam Sandler arriving.
Yeah, I think it was like with Julia Louis-Dreyfus in those years. Yeah,
you get some
not
of that
it was because of her or anything else, but it was
correct.
Just
and
yeah,
he just
not
said
doing
that
well.
The crew was not gelling. Everyone was there and everybody was trying, but this is the way he put it. He said, there was so much trying going on that there wasn't much of a chance for something genuinely good to actually happen. And I think that's a thing in the world. There's so much of people trying so hard that they're missing the beauty of what's already there.
You got to take a step back.
Yeah.
You got to trust people around you.
Mm-hmm.
They may not do it the same way that you would, but they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I have to learn quite a bit.
Well,
and often
you have an exacting standard. All right. You actually, whether you agree with me or not, I believe that you hold yourself to a pretty high standard and you hold other people around you to a high standard, at least in terms of caring enough to do something
I hold
good.
People to a higher standard than I hold myself.
Do you? You don't really, I don't think. No, you don't, liar. But you know something? But you do hold, you encountered some stuff in some of your past jobs where people were not holding themselves to the standard that you knew needed to be held up. And when you challenged them with regard to that, it created friction. And right? It's like, so you know what that feels like. My point is just that I like a standard, okay? And I think we were negotiating standards when we created our friend show.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really not me negotiating against you. It was both of us negotiating against time and resources and how much work it was going to take to do the stuff that we did. But we created a heavy-ass lifting show, okay? We lifted some heavy weights to get that show done. You know, we secured a partner musician, which was perfect, with Brian. We had so many pieces to it. We included the technology. We had the gift bags. We had the moving balloon to get people's theme songs sung at the beginning. There were a lot of things because We wanted so much for people to find it interesting and fun. And then, kicker ending, they did.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. The audience 100% appreciated the show, which is incredibly satisfying, especially since it knocked something off my bucket list at the same time, which was performing at Fringe. As far as the pursuit of perfectionism goes, it's something that I struggle with, especially if I don't have a deadline. That can be a four-letter word for some people, especially creatives, but it helps me focus my energy and get things done so I can move on to the next project. If you need some help with deadlines, I'm happy to set some for you. Have a great day.